Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and good day to everybody listening on Blog Talk and podcasts or anywhere that you may have found a link to the show. I am Kelly from Kelly's Holistic Healing. And today I am going to share with you my experience in Om and my awakening to Om. My upbringing, let's get there first. I was semi-normal to the world. People truly didn't know a lot of the things that were going on with me in regards to a lot of my own awareness of things anyways. But I did have a pretty normal life. I was born in the United States. I moved to Cape Cod when I was 6. And my mother was a single mother. She had 3 children. We had a pretty, no crazy traumatic childhood or anything besides a divorce. And honestly, it was fine with me. It didn't really affect me. I was 3. And to the outside world, I'm just pretty normal, actually. But I've had a lot of interesting experiences in my life, to say the least. And I felt it necessary to finally share today my own awakening. And keep in mind, I'm telling you all this from my perspective and my awareness of Om, from what I have learned, not from books and not from other people living on the planet that have explained it to me, okay? Most of the things that I do are things that I have just come to know through experience. And maybe from there, I will seek out other people that also have awareness of it, maybe not through direct experience, but through education. And that may put me on the path to find other people and other sacred texts, et cetera, that have that knowledge. So, let's get to it. Om is an amazing healing vibration I've come to know. And I do have Om actually in the background going on right now through YouTube. I just click Om, and I always love it when an Om monk comes on and chants Om to me. That gets me in the zone. So that's where I'm at right now. You may hear that in the background. Also, stop and say, of course, another thing that you may hear is my barking dog or my 2 children. I may have to pause to take care of the toddlers for a moment. Hey, that's the real world. That's why it's really cool to be able to actually have a radio show from your home as well. If you're home and you feel inspired, okay, click on the computer, put your phone on, try to get the kids in a good space, and if there's an emergency, at least you're home to take care of it. All right, 2002. I don't exactly remember the year, but I know it was in that rough estimate right there. My family and I spent Christmas Eve at my sister's new townhouse in Boston, and I think that her husband was still her boyfriend at the time, or maybe they were married. Yeah, they must have been married because they actually bought a townhouse after they got married. So, yeah, that was their townhouse. They were on the 3rd floor. My sister's in-laws, they're really cool people, and they throw awesome parties, and they had this Christmas Eve party that we went to. And then we slept over at my sister's house. Me and my mom slept in the living room. She had, a regular-sized couch and a love seat, or a smaller couch, and I was sleeping on that one. Not anything strange went on, I was very sober. I think maybe I had a cocktail, if that. And settled and sleeping. It was just a nice, quiet evening. So I'm suddenly jolted from the house shaking and the whole neighborhood shaking. and just a magnificent sound of Om all around me. And it, to me, sounded like a thousand monks chanting Om. And honestly, I really didn't even know what a monk was at the time or that they chanted Om. But in my mind, I thought, there must be some kind of religious thing going on. All I could think of was the Dalai Lama. There must be something going on. It's like some holiday. I mean, this is me coming from absolutely no knowledge of the practice at all at that point. Must be some holiday, and they're marching down the streets chanting Om. I really thought that, and I'm like, wow. I was so jolted, and I was like, Mom! Poor Mom. We've been through this many times before me, waking her up with my other experiences in the middle of the night. I was like, Mom, what is that? She's like, what? Like, that, don't you hear it? All that noise? She's like, there's nothing. Go back to sleep. that's why I put in the show this funny and profound experience, because I do laugh at these things. They always have profound effects later on, time during the unfoldment, usually if there's another bystander. It's really funny. There, other people's reactions to me explaining these things always makes me laugh. I just think it's funny. That was my first experience of the Om Awakening. Can't really tell you why it happened at that time. The only thing that I did kind of have an Om experience with was at like a college shop somewhere with, I guess you could call it, hippie clothes. There was a cool shirt with an Indian deity with a mudra, holding a mudra with their hands. And actually, I didn't even really realize it at the time, but the shirt said Om on it. I actually realized this years later. So I think I was wearing it that night. Actually, I was wearing it. But obviously, it's not the shirt that awakened me. It was probably I was drawn to the shirt subconsciously because the vibration wanted to work with me. Really, probably what happened, more likely. So this amazing sound, when I woke up, I heard it, and it was so profound. The house was shaking, and it didn't hurt my ears, though. It was just all around, every aspect of everywhere. It filled the space, filled the neighborhood. And so my mom was like, no, I don't hear it. I'm like, interesting. You know, I didn't, like, press her or anything, and I wasn't freaked out because that's my life. I've had many interesting experiences, not with people chanting Om, but in the spirit realms, yes, I have had many experiences. So I was like, okay, well, this is cool. And in my state at that time, I was like, all right, well, I really need to go to bed. I have things to do tomorrow. You know, other people may be like, oh, my God, maybe they couldn't go back to sleep and they'd go for a walk and they'd, you know, they'd wonder if they're insane and maybe the whole entire rest of their life they'd be seeking what the hell happened. So I'm just like, okay, still living my life. And that life just went on. And many, many years later, I actually got some information about the Om. Because, like I say, I am pretty normal, you know. I'm trying to survive. I took care of the elderly for about 19 years and trying to pay the bills and have some sanity and have a social life and, you know, normal stuff that people do. Now, I really pay attention to this stuff because as I got in my 30s, I really started to realize that this is my life. This is my path. This is amazing. This is profound. So now I truly honor my experiences. Not that I didn't honor that one at the time. That's just where my mindset was, so that was okay. But that did lead to many other amazing things. So years later, maybe 10, I started to meditate often throughout the day and specifically started to use sound along with my meditation. And one day, I had a guide actually come to me, a new, totally new guide, and I don't usually see my higher help right in front of me. It's like they're there in front of me. But this one was. And he actually showed me and told me all about the Om. Now, some people say it's not Om, it's Om. But for me, it's Om because that's what came to me. And that's the information that is working with me. So it's Om. And it's okay if you use Om. So my guy actually explained to me that chanting the Om was important and pronouncing the Om, and showed me how to breathe slowly and project the sound and at different levels and what different areas of my body is affecting, and show me how to use that with others. So it's really amazing what's happened, because even in my modalities of my practice, I might have a client lying on the table and all of a sudden I'm getting the feeling, okay, it's time to use the Om vibration. So I'll bring the Om through their entire chakra system and aura and energetic vibration. And vibrations work differently with everybody. Om happens to be one of my vibrations that really powerfully works with me and helps make shifts in others as well for healing. And it's very effective with meditation. It's funny, there was, I was at the dentist one day and there was an Indian woman and she had her mala beads. I saw her rolling with her fingers. Oh, good, you're meditating, it keeps you calm. She's like, yes, I teach meditation in the studio and the Cape. And like, oh, awesome. I love the mala beads, and I use the Om mantra, and I teach that too. And she said, really, you start with Om? That's hard. That's very difficult. And I have such a great reception to it, and people totally get it. And they're like, okay, here's the Om vibration. And it works so strongly with people. And I was actually surprised, because this woman was of Indian descent. And the more you research it, you know, a lot of the roots come from India and China with the vibrations of Om. So I was pretty surprised about that. But everybody has their own, as I say, method to the madness, and their own way that they teach things. But I'm the type of person that I have direct experience. And my experiences are actually, even though they're profound, they're really simple. So all these methods and steps and long, arduous, hard years to have an experience, I say let that all go, because I really don't think it's that hard. I think it's easier than that. I think we're already there. We just have to open up a connection to it. So let's get back to the subject matter here. So from a normal American perspective, how is it helping me in my life? Because I've also mentioned that in the show. So it helps me in my life because sometimes I'll be having a bad day and I can't get my feet on the earth because the earth is my wonderful natural healer. I get my feet on the earth and I'm there. So sometimes I am in a structure and I don't really love structures. I like nature. So sometimes I'm in a home, okay, and I have to meditate because I have a 1-2-year-old. So I have to meditate within the structure. The meditation is so important, and many connotations attached to meditation, but for me it's just being in the moment and allowing your divine flow to be connected to the all. So Om is very effective because I sit maybe for 5 minutes, close my eyes. You can also keep them open. And I am saying Om to myself within. Sometimes I'll chant it if the situation calls for it. And I feel totally uplifted. I feel that vibration start to work with me. Now, I'm not sure if it's because literally I was attuned to the vibration of Om from the universe, and that is what happened. I'm not trying to seem egotistical about it, but that literally is what happened in my experience. or just because the Om vibration is so significant to creation, to it all, and to our true vibration that we are. And we're connected to this amazing, loving vibration of all of creation. And that truly is the Om. What I've come to learn through my guidance and just my awakening to Om. So I don't have all the answers. And I never pretend to have all the answers. I can just tell you what I feel my truth is and share it. And everybody's going to have their own truth and their own reasons for it. And I say that's okay. I don't try to change anybody's mind. But I also just follow my own path and my own truth. So as soon as I start to use the Om mantra, mantra is a word or phrase that you repeat to yourself to get you into a meditative state. It's like a wave of peace and connectedness and grounding washes over me. So that's why I really wanted to share this with everybody, because maybe if everybody starts to chant Om and meditate with Om, not only will it help the meditation practice for all those that say they can't meditate, maybe it will just lift our vibrations, and maybe we'll truly become awakened to all that we are. And, hey, I am a dreamer, and that's okay. I truly do want world peace. I want the terrorists to awaken to love, stop hating, and maybe this Om vibration. I'm a dreamer. It's okay. Maybe this Om vibration will get to them. And some of them will awaken and say, no, this is not the answer. And maybe it just takes out one person in the terrorist organization to change the other's minds or to take them down. Hey, I don't know. Whatever works. Terrorism is bad. I know that. Killing others. And I get the fact that I'm in a hotbed issue right now. Because, yes, to protect people, sometimes the governments do have to go in and take out the bad guy that happens. But let's let that go. Breathe it out. So, yes, maybe just by this one person, they feel so amazingly peaceful, and maybe they're a horrible, angry person before, and they let that go. Or maybe they're truthful and realize that, geez, they were an ass, and they really put a lot of negativity into other people's lives, and they change their ways. Small things like that have profound effects on people, or even apologizing to those you've done wrong is amazingly healing to the world. So I guess you could call me a hippie if you want to, but I'm really not. I'm just somebody that, for whatever reason in my past, Om has come to me, and that has helped me every day. And I'm not perfect. I get angry. I get jealous. I'm a bitch. Pardon my French, everybody. It happens. But I always come back to the Om when I feel off-centered and I feel like this is not my true projection of myself. I come back to it. Come back to my center. And I'm like, oh, yes, this is the true me. So, house cleansing and feng shui. That's another one of my talents in the world. I naturally know how to balance energy in homes. And there's many reasons why homes are not in balance. So, I'm probably going to have to end the show. Toddlers are fighting. They need some Om. So, yes, Om can even be used in clearing spaces. What is called for? I'm coming, baby. I'm coming. I'm going to end the show. I'll be right there. So I'm just going to end with Om. And just know that even in the midst of chaos, you can bring the Om within. And you can have peace. Any more questions or any more opinions are welcome on my Facebook page, Kelly's Holistic Healing, K-E-L-I-E apostrophe S, Holistic Healing. Blessings, everybody.